Early on Thursday morning, City of Nanaimo bylaw officers showed up at an encampment at Italian Square Park near Poor Place Mall in Nanaimo. After telling people who had been camping there they had to pack up their belongings and leave, the city fenced off the entire park to prevent anyone from using it. The next day, I spoke to one woman who had slept at the park the night before it was cleared.
My name is Sarah Ledre. I've been around this town for about, well, see, more years than I want to count. I moved here almost 40 years ago, and I've spent a good majority of it living on and off the streets. I really haven't spent an awful long time living inside in my own place. I think a month here, 2 months here, and I had one roommate for about 4 years, but in all honesty, I barely ever lived there. I was always out and about. Let's see, my experience. It depends on what you're talking about. My experience with Nanaimo has been up and down. I love it as much as I hate it. And this is my home. I've been here since I was 7. And no matter how many times I've left, I always come back. And there's just so many reasons. The people are my reason for being downtown, though. I've always been, I guess, what you call a caregiver. I didn't raise my children because I chose to live the life of an active drug addict. And that started just after I split up with my husband, gave birth to my second child, and my only brother killed himself. I kind of lost my mind and went a little crazy. And this is the, not even going to say the end result, but the ongoing result right now.
And you were actually at the Italian Fountain by a Poor Place the night before the city came and closed it down. Yeah. Can you just tell me what happened?
Yeah, certainly. I was unaware that there had been, I guess, a previous announcement saying that they were going to be emptying the park first thing in the morning. And I have an ongoing relationship with the bylaw and the police that came down in and police the situation as they were the ones that used to come down to Wesley Street when we lived there. And so it was an ongoing daily thing. Got to meet them, talk to them, and really sort of keep things on an even keel. So when they saw me there, they always worry that I'm down there and should be at home. But it was a lot less tension than I expected for the situation. Bylaw showed up and explained to me that everyone was going to have to exit the park, not just pack up, but to exit the park. And they were gonna have to move forward. And I was helping a friend pack up their stuff. And I asked about 6 different people where I could take what I had to be considered off property, at least for the moment, until everyone was off and, you know, they could move on from there, right? And not a single person could give me a straight answer. The one answer they kept coming up with was Bowen Park. They want everyone in Bowen Park. And that, to me, just seems really odd. That they want all of us living in one place. And I say all of us, I do have a place inside, living at Terminal, I guess Newcastle. I call it the projects. I have a roof, I have food, and I have somewhere to sleep, so I can't complain. The mentality there is no different than living on the streets. Actually, it is a little different. Living here on the streets, people are more considerate to each other that I found than living inside. That's just my opinion.
How much time did they give people?
Not enough. Less than an hour. When I was woken up, I guess they just showed up and it was time to go. They told me I had 20 minutes to get everything off. So I'm guessing about an hour was the total amount of time. And they did give more time. Like you can't really give 20 people 20 minutes to get off the property, tell them there's nowhere to go except for Bowen Park and expect them to all be done. You know, some people have been living there for a while now. So it was really difficult to say 20 minutes and you're out. You know, a lot of us had the practice being on Wesley Street. We knew what time we had to be packed up. We knew what time we had to be off Wesley and, you know, across the street to, in order to be able to get the street sweeper in and clean it up every day. So people were disturbed, obviously disrupted, up and down emotions. To me, and again, my own personal opinion, sending every single person to Bowen Park when we're all supposed to be doing social distancing really seems as backwards to me. It seems almost like we're being trapped. We're being caged out of every part of Nanaimo. We're not allowed to go in anywhere. But they're going to send all of them into Bowen Park, and then what? Then they got them all in the same place.
Right, and I believe actually the city fenced off the gazebos in Bowen Park because people were camping there.
That's right. They've cut off all access to all amenities. Part of the letter that they sent out stated that if you were to camp somewhere, you were not to camp within acceptable distance to amenities, including bathrooms, showers, food, water. If you need it, you may not camp close to it, because that's for the regular people. That's for the people that don't live on the streets, the ones that have jobs and live inside and drive cars and do all the, if you will, normal people things. I don't know what they think we're going to do. I don't know what they think the problem is, or why they think we're so problematic. We just needed a place to sleep, a place to be, a place to have our stuff and not have to pick it up and move it every day. You know, we weren't causing problems. No one was getting robbed and no one was being harassed. I know some people were uncomfortable because they think that homeless drug addicts are obviously bad people. And that's just a judgment call. And that's okay. People, if they don't know any better, how are they supposed to not be judgmental? If you've learned your whole life that something is supposed to be a certain way, otherwise it's wrong, it's not your fault. I just don't judge. I personally accept everyone the way they are. Certain people I don't necessarily get along with, but it doesn't mean that I'm any better. But the way some people walk past us on the streets, they do think they're better. And I don't say that lightly, because I don't like to say stuff like that. I like to believe that everyone gives everyone a chance, but it's not true.
You grew up in the Nanaimo, you said.
I did.
There seems to be like a perception that a lot of people, you know, who are homeless in Nanaimo are from somewhere else. What do you have to say to that?
I disagree. I fully disagree, actually. A good majority of us are from Nanaimo. Some of us, I know a couple of people have never even left Nanaimo, never even been to Parksville, let alone come from somewhere else. There is a, I don't know if you want to call it a curse or whatever you want to call it. Nanaimo, I call the Bermuda Triangle of the island. It sucks you in and you just can't leave. I've met a number of people that were passing through and never made it past here, you know, and they've been, you know, 10, 20 years later, they're still here. And for some reason, they just can't go. And even if they do, they always come back. Nanaimo is different than everywhere else. And everyone's going to say that about their hometown, but Nanaimo just is. Nanaimo is rough. If you've never seen or experienced this life, you can be blind to it. And that's okay. I wish everyone had that opportunity to be blind to it. But once you've lived it, you can't unsee it. And it's all you do see. This town will eat you alive if you let it. But if you actually let yourself get to know people, trust the people down here to do good for you or good by you, you can be okay. There's some really, really decent, incredibly brilliant people out here. A good majority of the people that are actually on the streets are brilliant people. They're very smart. They're very wise people. They may not have started off making wise decisions, but they have brains that you'll never find just talking to your average person at the coffee shop. I've met some of the most amazing people in my life. I have heard some stories that just blow me away, and I've experienced things that I never would have ever got to see or do in my whole life if I was living, like I said, again, a normal person's life. I would not give up what I've learned being on the streets for anything. We're here because this is where we're from. This is where we live, and this is what we know.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That was Sarah LaDre talking about her experience with homelessness in Nanaimo. I asked Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh why the city put up a fence around Italian Square Park in order to keep people who are homeless from camping there.
The reason for putting up the fencing is that we have received numerous complaints, particularly in the last few weeks, about the behaviors and concerns raised by people who are either shopping in the mall, attending the medical clinic, the operators and owners, business people. And an operational decision was made, quite appropriately, I would suggest, that an involving the police and bylaws was appropriate, that if this became a larger center, we would end up with the same problems that existed on Wesley Street. And as your listeners know, Wesley Street concluded with the fire marshal trying to step in, and of course an explosion that, quite candidly, mercifully, did not kill or injure anybody severely. But that's the story of what happens with these encampments. We weren't prepared to see another Wesley Street with active drug transactions and use, open prostitution, chop shops operating, and public order is important. I can tell you anecdotally that a couple of fairly well-known drug dealers passed by during the placement of the fencing and the removal of the occupants. So I think that tells you as much as you want or don't want to know about what was happening in that part of our downtown.
Yeah, so I actually spoke to one of the people who was at the encampment, and she said that when they were removed, they were asking bylaws where they should go, like where they were allowed to go in the city, and bylaws told them that they should go to Bowen Park. Is that accurate in your understanding, or where do you think people should be going?
Well, look, it is the city, in accordance with the Supreme Court decisions that have been made in this province, has a bylaw in place, quite appropriately, as do other communities in accordance with Supreme Court decisions, that allow overnight camping in designated parks. The Supreme Court decision, it's Justice Hinkson, I think, gave the most notable decision, is very clear about what kinds of parks they are and where they can go, and people are allowed to camp there. I mean, I think it is an incredible human tragedy that in the 21st century, in 2021, I have to be talking about where people who are homeless can camp. But that is a reality until the housing that is underway, either in planning or construction in this community, is available. And frankly, for the more severe cases, the kind of facilities that provide the complex care that a significant number of people who are homeless now require to deal with their severe mental health, addiction, and acquired brain injury issues.
But, you know, in the meantime, before these services are available, it seems like the city is just moving the problem from one place to another. Like, it's not really solving anything.
Look, firstly, and I'm not evading the responsibilities, but it is not the city's job, nor do we have the resources or the legal jurisdiction or the legal responsibility, as I've said many times before, and people need to understand this, to deliver mental health, addiction, and housing. Those are provincial responsibilities. The feds could step up to the plate and assist. We've found hundreds of millions of dollars to provide relief from COVID, but we don't seem to be hearing from Ottawa that they're prepared to provide the kind of monies necessary to deal with this. Now, to come back to your point, what are they supposed to do in the meantime? Please don't congregate in encampments such that we end up with another Tent City or another Wesley Street or the mess that exists in Vancouver. I think your listeners are well acquainted with the fact that Vancouver police won't go into some of those encampments without significant numbers. People who deliver services won't go in without police presence. Firefighters won't go in without police to protect them. I mean, we can't allow places like that to develop into the kinds of encampments that exist where there is no public order, where the vulnerable are exploited. Because this isn't just about people who are homeless. This is about people who are capable of and are being exploited, whether it's for prostitution or theft or drug abuse. And it's sad and it's awful, but the public danger that was proven with the explosions on Wesley Street, which has been shown and proven over and over again in the, with the situation in Victoria and the current situation in Vancouver shows that allowing an encampment to reach a certain size is not healthy for its occupants, and it's certainly not healthy for the community. I can tell you today when I went down to Port Place Mall to make a few purchases, and I spoke to the security guard who came up to me and thanked me profusely. He said, "It's a lot quieter down here." He said, "If people only knew, I've been spat on, I've been harassed, I've been sworn at over and over again." He said, "People need to do my job for a little while." Because there are two sides to this story. There is our natural human compassion for the most vulnerable amongst us who are out in the streets, but there's also the lives of all the people who are trying to work and make a living, the patients who are trying to go to the clinic, people who are just shopping. And eventually, when it gets really bad, those businesses will shut down and those services will not be available for the people who live in the area. Is it an untenable and horrible situation? Yeah, it is. It is for everybody. But allowing an encampment to grow to a size that it becomes another Tent City or Wesley Street is simply not acceptable.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Mayor. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
More than welcome. Good to talk to you.
That was Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh on the city's response to homeless encampments, as well as a lack of mental health and addiction supports in the city.